Well, Eric Diefendorf is here. Thanks for joining the show, man.
Oh, don't worry about it. I appreciate you having me.
So you guys got the 2020 TBT coming up, but this year it's totally different because of the coronavirus. How are you guys preparing? How are you preparing? What's the difference between this year and like a mini camp that you had with the team last year?
Well, yeah, it's definitely different. You know, guys are mostly just working out by themselves and trying to stay in shape, you know, by themselves. It's right now we're not going to do a mini camp just because guys are, you know, coming from out of state and stuff like that. So we're just trying to be as cautious as we can. We have to take a few tests before we go. So I thought it was just the best thing for everyone to stay where they're at, you know, stay low key, make sure they're working out, staying in shape. And when we get there to Columbus, then we still get 4 or 5 days to go through everything and then get up and down a little bit. So we'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting tournament this year. They, you know, we already saw the West Virginia alumni team drop out because of one test, multiple tests. I've seen reports. So when are you guys going to Columbus?
So we're headed there. We're scheduled to go July 2nd. So everyone gets there July 2nd. We'll take another test. Then we quarantine for the day until the test results come back. Then hopefully all the tests come back good, come back negative, and then you know, we can get to focusing on you know, playing and competing.
Yeah, you guys got some good. Tyler Lydon joins Boeheim's Army this year. Malachi Richardson. What are some of the keys that you guys are going to have to do this year to, I mean, you guys are due. You went to the Final Four in 2017. You know, you're one of the most experienced teams. What's some of the keys to winning the whole damn thing?
Well, I think just gelling together. Chemistry is huge. Obviously, you know, you look at all these teams and the individual talent is, you know, super high on all teams. And, you know, with our team, it's, the same thing. You know, every guy is really good individually, but we have to figure out how to gel together. And we got a good group of guys. We got a good mix of veteran guys who had that experience of playing. And then, you know, we got some younger, fresh legs coming in with Lydon and Malachi and Chris McCullough. We're happy about the guys that we have. You know, hopefully everything goes well with the testing and we could, you know, get to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the first major sports event since everything happened in March. So,
yeah,
basketball fans are definitely psyched. How did the construction of the team, how does that, take me behind the scenes, how does that go about, how do you guys go about building the team? And when do you start preparing for the new TBT each summer?
Well, Kevin Belby, who's the general manager of the team, he does a real good job throughout the year just staying in touch with guys and, you know, seeing how they're doing. And leading up a few months before the tournament, he kind of gets a group of guys together and he'll consult me and Ryan Blackwell just to see what we think. But ultimately, he chooses the guys, and I think he's done a pretty good job. And, you know, I think he's learned throughout the years how to assemble the team as far as, you know, how this tournament is played. And, you know, I think how the tournament has been, you know, being played is – it's small ball. It's more up and down. It's one through five can shoot the ball. So we try to construct our team like that this year, to where we can have a lot of guys, you know, pick and pop. You know, one through five can shoot the ball. You know, the defense can't, you know, help off anyone. And if they do, you know, guys are letting it fly. So again, we have a good team, a good group of guys who could. Do a lot of things with the ball, do a lot of stuff off the ball. Guys can make plays for themselves. Guys can shoot the ball. We're athletic. We're young. We can get up and down the floor. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Usually we have like 64 teams, sometimes even more in the qualifying stages. When it's compact into 24, is this the 24 best teams, or how do they go about picking the top 24 teams that were going to compete?
Yeah, I really don't know how they did that. They probably had something that they went by. I wasn't too involved in that. I wasn't involved at all, obviously. But, yeah, I think they did a pretty good job of picking teams. I mean, you're obviously going to have people who are going to have their gripes and, hey, why isn't this team in or whatever. But overall, I think they did a pretty good job of picking the team. So it's always a highly competitive tournament, and, sure. and this year will be no different.
The Elam ending, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you enjoy as part of the games, or is it like kind of a different style than what you're used to playing?
Well, at first I was kind of opposed to it, but I think as you know, we went forward and got used to it, it's pretty cool. It does kind of bring that you know, back in the day feel, like when we were just playing outside up to 21 or
21, man.
11 or yeah, right. So wherever it is, so it definitely brings a little bit more competitiveness to it, because you know, guys really have to go out there and get those stops, and then you have to get those buckets. So yeah, it kind of grew on me, and I think it's good.
Yeah, you saw they did it a little bit in the NBA All-Star game this year, so it's definitely, you know, climbing up.
Absolutely,
you guys made a mark for sure. Speaking of the NBA, so they released a list of the top shooting guards in this year's tournament, TBT tournament, and you were number two, and that's ahead of multiple NBA guys. Are you at this point in your career? Are you at peace with not making it to the NBA? I mean, you're obviously a super talented dude. Is that something you're okay with now?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, obviously, you know, that was the goal, but everyone's situation's different. You know, it's more about fit and you know, it's a lot of other things involved besides basketball, unless you're just a LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or anything or something like that. So, I'm not, you know, upset about it, but I just love the game. You know what I mean? I'm gonna continue to play and continue to hoop, and I just have fun doing it. So, you know, all the recognition as far as like being ranked and stuff like that, that's pretty cool. But at the end of the day, it's just me loving to go out there and compete and play ball.
Speaking of, like, in your first couple TBTs, you were coming off of overseas seasons and stuff like that. Is it, you find it more difficult to get ready for the tournament when you're doing mostly coaching and like workouts and stuff throughout the year?
Well, for me, I'm always in the gym, you know what I mean? So it's not really hard for me, and I work out every day as far as just keeping myself in shape. So if I have to ramp it up and really get that work in the gym by myself, then it's not a problem. I could do that. So being in shape and you know, staying sharp, it's never been really a problem for me.
So you are doing a lot of coaching now. You did you were at Syracuse on their coaching staff for 2 years, and then you went to Detroit Mercy, and now you're doing some more individual stuff. Is that something that you always knew you were going to do, or is that something that you got into later on?
No, not really. It just kind of came about, really. You know, I always wanted to stick with basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously when you're young, you feel like you're going to play forever. But, you know, things happen, injuries happen. Again, I just wanted to stick with basketball, and the opportunity to coach at Syracuse came about, so I had to take that. And then, you know, from Syracuse to Detroit Mercy, that opportunity happened. And then I just decided to kind of do my own thing. I think it was cool to have the freedom that I have now. I could travel and work out kids or work out teams. And, you know, it's been real cool, man. And like I said, I just wanted to stick with basketball. And then now being able to share all my knowledge and experience with the younger generation is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy seeing these kids develop and learn and grow. And you know, if some different opportunities come about out of this, then you know, sit down and take a look at that. But right now, I'm definitely enjoying what I'm doing.
Is your home base? Are you based in Syracuse now?
Yeah, I'm in Syracuse. Yeah.
Oh, cool. My brother lives in Camilla. So, and I was
okay,
went to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to school in Binghamton. So, speaking of, you were at Syracuse for 4 years. Went back to get your degree. And then you were on the staff. What's the difference between Boeheim the coach and then Boeheim the peer?
Well, obviously, you know, being on the coaching staff, it's a little bit more laid back.
Yeah.
A little bit less pressure. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not the one out there going out there and having to perform. I'm the one kind of preparing these guys, getting ready to go out there and perform. So it was less pressure, but. For me, being on the coaching staff, it was awesome, because I got to, you know, I'm sitting in all the meetings and all the film breakdowns, and I'm you know, able to soak up all the, this knowledge from a Hall of Fame coach and then the assistant coaches as well. So it was awesome, man. And, you know, Coach, he's an awesome guy, man. He's done so much for me and my family, and he does a lot for a lot of guys. So, you know, to be in that war room with him and, you know, soak up all that knowledge, just have to be grateful for it, you know, because it's, you know, not every day you get to do that with a Hall of Fame guy.
No, for sure. Does he support the TBT, the Boeheim's Army team?
Oh, absolutely. He's heavily involved in it. So he enjoys it. I know he watches it, him and his wife and, you know, Buddy and Jimmy and the kids, they definitely watch it every year.
Yeah, you guys usually have like the biggest crowd of fans there, but this year there's no fans. So,
yeah, you're right.
Going back to your college career, I think I know the answer to this, but what do people ask you about the most from your years at Syracuse?
Well, obviously the 6-0
six overtime game. Okay.
So yeah, that'd probably be the most I get, but, you know, a lot, just how was it playing in the Big East, you know, playing in Madison Square Garden, you know, playing against all these former pro guys. And, obviously I was playing with a lot of pro guys with, you know, Johnny Flynn, Dante Green and Andy Routens, guys like that. So, but yeah, man, definitely the 6-0 is a question I get a lot. You know, just, were you tired? Were you thinking about, was it going to go into six overtimes? And, you know, at the time, in the moment in the game, you weren't thinking about any of that. You were just trying to get that win, you know, but after the game, you know, it went right to an instant classic. So I think that's when it really kind of sunk in, and we were like, man, this is a pretty special game to be a part of. So it was definitely cool, man.
Yeah, and you gave Syracuse basketball one of the best pictures of you standing on the
no question.
Scores tables. That's a great picture.
Absolutely.
And then the next game, I think, went into overtime too, and you hit like a 50-foot half-court shot.
Yeah, it was against West Virginia. We went into overtime, and we won that game as well.
Yeah, that was a great run. It's like the 6-0 game for Syracuse people is like the JFK assassination. You know where you were when it happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not going to keep you here too much longer, but if there's something that, is there anything you learned later on as a coach or in pros that you thought could have helped you, or something you wish you could have applied to your game back when you were at Syracuse?
I think for me, and I get this question asked a lot, it's just being patient. I think, you know, when we're young, we always think it's going to last forever. You know what I mean? And with whatever we're doing, you know, and I learned as I got older to be more patient and really just enjoy the moment and don't rush through it. You know what I mean? Because you can't get that moment back. So really being able to be patient, let things kind of come together and then enjoy the process of it, you know, and enjoy working towards, you know, whatever goal you're trying to get to, and enjoy each moment, each step of the way, and, you know, be patient and be willing to accept what comes with it. So those were, you know, a few of the things that I really, you know, would have told my younger self.
Last question. What brought you to Syracuse in the first place?
So for me, I was committed to Michigan State at first.
Oh, really?
And, yes. And I went to a Michigan State Syracuse game 2003. This is the championship year. And yeah, they're playing at Michigan State. I was committed to Michigan State at the time. And I remember watching Mello and GMAC and Hack and all those guys. And after the game, I actually told my coach, my AU coach, that I wanted to go to Syracuse. So I remember a few days later decommitting from Michigan State. And then Coach Boeheim, at the time, assistant coach was Troy Weaver, came down to Detroit.
The Pistons GM now.
Yeah, yep. Came down to Detroit and watched our practice, and they offered me a scholarship right on the spot. So that was it. That was kind of how it happened, man. It was just coach offering me the scholarship after practice and me saying yeah. So it was really you know, me reaching out to them, because at the time I was committed, nobody was really recruiting me. So after me seeing the style of play and you know, how they got up and down the court, fast pace, a lot of freedom, it fit my game. So yeah, that's how it happened.
Well, it was the right move, and you're a legend at Syracuse.
Appreciate you.
We're going to be watching you in Columbus, and hopefully You guys finally get it, man.
I know. We're going to make it happen, man. I appreciate the support.
All right, no doubt. We're going to be watching. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Later.
All right.